here we are again. Matthew chapter 23, please. Matthew chapter 23, verse 8. But be ye not called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. All ye are brethren. Our subject tonight, the oneness, the unity, and the togetherness of us as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Acts chapter 4. The oneness, the unity, and the togetherness of believers. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart, one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. They had all things in common. One heart, one soul, all things in common. Isn't that nice? As believers, we have all things in common. Romans chapter 12. Verse 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, to think soberly, accordingly as God has given to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of the other. Having then gifts that differ according to the grace that is given us, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. He that teacheth on teaching, he that exhorteth on exhorting. Verse 16. Be of the same mind one to another. Be of the same mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Chapter 3, verse 19. Chapter 3, verse 9, I'm sorry. We are laborers together with God, or under God. Isn't that an honor? We are laborers together, and the chief is God. What a thought. Laboring, why, that is the highest occupation that anybody can have. Laboring under God. Laborers together. You have heard the story of the two donkeys. One donkey on the right, one donkey on the left, held together by a cord or by a strong tether. A bale of hay on the left, bale of hay on the right. monkey stopped pulling, the donkey stopped pulling, each to his. And as they pulled, their necks were chafed by the train that held them. Suddenly they stopped pulling and came together in the middle and had a little conversation. And then the two of them went to the left and ate. The two of them went to the right and ate. And then they came together in the middle and smiled as only donkeys can smile. They worked together. We are laborers together under the Lord. 2 Corinthians, please, chapter 13. Verses 11 and 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 11 and 12. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away foolish things. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Work us together. One day we will see him face to face. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, the oneness of the body. The oneness is very important. Let me read for you something concerning the oneness. Fred, somebody. Thomas, everybody. Peter, anybody, and Joe, nobody, were in fellowship in the same assembly. They were odd people. The way they lived was a shame. All four belonged to the same assembly, but you wouldn't want to be with them. Everybody went fishing on Sunday or stayed home to visit. Anybody wanted to worship but was afraid that somebody wouldn't speak to him, so guess who came to the meeting? Nobody. Really, nobody was the best of the four. Nobody did the visitation. Nobody supported the work. Once they needed a Sunday school teacher. Everybody thought anybody would do it, and anybody thought that somebody would do it. And you know who did it? Nobody. It happened that a fifth neighbor, an unbeliever, moved into that area. Everybody thought somebody would try to win him for Christ. Anybody could have done the effort, but nobody won him. Each one of us is to labor. Each one has his particular work. Let me read you another little one. I like to collect these. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost, the horse nail. For want of the shoe, the horse was lost. For want of the horse, the rider was lost. For want of the rider, the battle was lost. For want of a battle, the kingdom was lost, and all for a little nail. Are we each one functioning in the body of Christ? You may say to yourself, I'm just a nobody. That's all right. Telling everybody about somebody who can save anybody. How do you like that? Each of us to be engaged in the work of the Lord. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Verse 27. Only let your manner of life be such as becometh the gospel, that whether I come and see you or be absent, I may hear of your prayers, that ye stand fast in one spirit. Oneness is to characterize the assembly of God's people. Chapter 2, verse 2. Fill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one mind and one accord. Oneness is to characterize us. And we need every member of the body functioning. Let me read for you another one. Every member is to function. You get that in 1 Corinthians 12. Every member is to do something. The master broke his left arm. Said the right hand to the broken left hand, you are not missed. Everybody's glad to see that it was you and not me that was broken. You're not very important. The left hand said, how are you superior? The right hand answered, my owner cannot write a letter without me. The left hand said, but who holds the page? They're both needed. The right hand said, who wields the hammer? The left hand said, who holds the nail that he is wielding? The right hand, who guides the plane when the carpenter smooths the board? The left hand said, who steadies the board? Each one is needed. Some may appear more important, but each member of the body is needed. The right hand, when our owner lifts his hat to greet someone, which of us does he use? The left hand said, who holds the briefcase while he does it? The left hand, let me ask you a question. When our owner shaved yesterday, he used you. But he cut his face because I wasn't there. Both hands are needed. All of us are needed. Also, our owner's watch has stopped. Do you know why? You may do the winding, but if I'm not there to hold it, the watch will never get wound. Each one is needed. And no one is too small. You cannot take money out of the wallet if I am not there to hold it. The master can do few things without me. Each one of us is needed. I am only one. But as one, I cannot do everything. But I can do something. Because I cannot do everything, I will do the little that I can do and not refuse to do it. Everyone is needed. One more. One day, a peasant drove his sturdy ox through the village on the way to work the fields. A flea sat on the nose of the ox. At the end of the day, the ox and peasant trudged back through the village, and the flea still perched on the ox's nose. The peasant and ox trudged by the villagers in silence. They had been working. The flea, however, bowed greatly to one side or the other. We have been plowing. Are you working? Are you having a part in the work below? Is every one of us working? We have been plowing. First Peter 3:8. Finally, my brethren, be of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be cursed. Be of one mind, workers together under the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. First Thessalonians chapter 4. Well-known verses 16 and 17. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive shall remain, shall be caught up together. We're going up together, beloved. We might as well work together down here, don't you think? And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Chapter 5, verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, patient towards all men. Do you know I'm finished? Have you gotten the message? Togetherness. 1 Corinthians 12 and 24, don't turn to it. The body has been tempered together. We are one body. Ephesians 2 and 5, we have been quickened together. Ephesians 2 and 6, we have been raised up together. Ephesians 2 and 6, we are made to sit together. Ephesians 2 and 21, we have been framed and joined together. Therefore, let us dwell together, Psalm 133. Let us strive together, Philippians 1. Let us be followers together, Philippians 3. Let us be workers together. And the result is we will be comforted together, Romans 1 and 12. We will commune together, Luke 24 and 15. We will rejoice together, Romans 13. We will be caught up together, 1 Thessalonians 4. And you know something? We're going to live together through all eternity. So we might as well get along down here. I'm finished. I think you got the message. Together. Workers together. Laborers together. Working together. We need each other. We need each one, and no one is too small. You know what I admire? These young ones in our midst who give out the hymn books and collect them. They're part of the assembly. And they are working together. They may not be able to stand up here and preach, but they're doing what they can, are they not? Workers together. Hymn number 595. Onward, Christian soldiers. Verse 2 is a verse I like. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. I like this part. We are not divided. All one body, we. One in hope and doctrine, one in charity. The oneness of the body. Let us get together and stay together, one in the Lord. Let each one do what he and she can. There is no place for idleness. Each one here in the assembly of God has a job to do. Are you doing yours? Hymn number 595. Onward, Christian soldiers.